Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark by Laurie Wyman, starring John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray. No matter how well stocked your store cupboard may be, it invariably lets you down when you least expect it, and always when the shops have just closed. For instance, you're quietly confident when those chaps from the Rugger Club suddenly arrive on your doorstep with a heck of a thirst, because you know that you have a reserve stock of cans of beer. What you don't know is that you've lost the little gadget to open them. And attempting to open a can with a corkscrew is the fastest way possible to give your hair a beer rinse and collect a suit that smells like a brewery. The Royal Navy never suffers from these inconveniences, of course. If they require anything, they simply indent for it. Or, as CPO Pertwee puts it, give main stores another bashing.
Right, Johnson. Get all these stores put away, lad.
Right, Eddie, you want them stacked, Chief?
Well, you ought to know by now, you podgy puffball. The same as usual. All the floggable goes on my side of the stalls, and all the unwieldy goes on the other.
What do you mean by unwieldy, Chief?
Well, stuff I can't get through the dockyard gates without being cocked, of course.
Oh, yeah, the come here you, what you got under your jumper lot, yeah. But what do you want done with this pile of miscellaneous here?
Well, let's have a look at the indent, then. Yes, if it's far too much of whatever it is, I've probably ordered it for me. Now then, 2 dozen hammocks, sailors for the kipping in. No, the Navy can have them.
What about this polish, metal, brass rails and doorknobs for the buffing up of?
My side. That's my side, definitely. I've made a little arrangement with the manager of the Gosport and Abbott supermarket about that.
Ah. What about these Duster's yellow 4 dozen?
My side. They'll come in handy as a giveaway. Special introductory offer with each tin of that metal polish.
Ah. Well, that's a lot except for this paint grey naval ships for the patching up of. Cans, 2 gallon, 5.
Aye. Well, who ordered them? I didn't.
Someone's added them on the bottom. Perhaps they're a giveaway special introductory offer and all, eh?
That's enough out of you, Giggleguts. You know, I don't understand this at all. 10 gallons of grey paint? Usually they only send us that when we come back from a voyage and have to cover up Mr. Phillips's batteries.
Well, we haven't been to sea for a fortnight. It must have been put on the wrong indent.
Yeah, right. Well, that settles it. My side. If the stores have made a mistake, who am I to correct them? I might even flog them to white elephants what don't like standing out in a crowd.
You rotten wood and all, wouldn't you?
Look, Johnson, any more of your unpleasant verbosity, and I shan't take you along to the Popple's Head for a drink.
You couldn't anyway. You're barred.
That was due to a misunderstanding.
The old-time dancers didn't misunderstand a word when you stood in the ballroom and stopped their gavotte by singing 43 verses of A Matelot Gay Am I.
Now, look here. I was doing them a good turn, wasn't I? How was I to know the old folk wouldn't appreciate my generously donated cabaret services, eh?
Well, you should have known by verse 2. They all left.
Yeah, well, I should have had a microphone. They couldn't hear me proper.
Chief, I heard you, and I was still on board Tradebridge.
Yeah, well, I thought the porter needed a bit of a lift, so I thought I'd help him out.
That's what the landlord said when he booted you in the middle of your obligato.
There's nothing of the sort. There's nothing of the sort. In any case, that's all in the past. It's gone and forgotten.
By you, perhaps, yeah.
And him. I've forgotten, and the landlord's gone. There's a new one there now. He started today.
You have all the luck, don't you?
Most of it, yeah. Now, come on, hurry up and smart yourself up, Fatso. I want to get down to the Popple's Head by opening time and seeing if the new landlord is suitable. The first tricks are on me.
Well, that's very nice. Just a minute. Just a minute. I thought when a landlord took over a pub, he usually bought the first drink.
That's what I'm relying on. The second drink will be on you. Now, get mobile.
Oh, Mr. Phillips, I must say this glass of beer has a beautiful head on it.
Yes, so is she. Mm. Yes, lovely colour, too.
Yes, sort of golden brown. Mm. And a lovely shape.
Yes, big at the top and thin at the bottom. Very neatly poured out.
Rather. All the way down.
I like the slim stem, too. Mm,
I like both of them. And those fishnet nylons set them off jolly well.
Fishnet nylons? What are you talking about?
New barmaid, of course. What are you talking about?
My glass of beer.
Really, sir? I mean, who cares about beer when there's a gorgeous girl like that behind the bar?
Well, you obviously do, Mr. Phillips. You've already ordered 6 half pints of lemonade shandy and haven't drunk any of them yet.
Well, I like the way she says, that'll be one at open.
Oh, dear.
I wish somebody would hurry up and order a creme de menthe.
Why?
Well, it's on the top shelf, you see. She'll have to climb onto a stool to reach it.
In that miniskirt, she'd never dare.
Oh, I suppose it would be a bit much. Miss?
Yes, sir, what can I do for you?
Cool.
You know, you really shouldn't tempt him, Miss.
No, she really shouldn't. But she certainly is. Could I have a creme de menthe?
One creme de menthe. Just a minute, please. Dad, give us a stool over. I want to hop up and get the sticky green.
Don't bother, isn't it? I'll get it.
Ah, you filthy swine.
Hard luck. That's cost you 3 and 6 for a captivating glance at the gap between the governor's waistcoat and his trousers.
But I didn't get my money's worth. Oh, what chain of sleeve bands got it? I mean, I've changed my mind. You wouldn't like to reach up and pour it back in the bottle, would you?
Oh, yes. And I'll separate all the beer from the lemonade in them shandies as well, if you'd like.
I say, would you really? How jolly clever. How do you do that?
Easy. First of all, you get the tin and fish out all the little bubbles. Then you thread them on
and... Oh, don't go on. Don't go on, please. You've only started trying to do it.
Excuse me, sir. Have you got a pin I could borrow?
See? I'll never stop him now.
Oh, let him get on with it. If he has to concentrate on prodding bubbles, it'll give his eyes a rest. The way he talks, you think he's never seen a girl before.
Oh, I have, but never quite so much of one. That's not a miniskirt you've got on, is it? It's a pelmet.
Everything all right, really? Or is Blondie here trying to chat you up?
Yes, he is, landlord, but he's failing miserably.
Is he? Well, he looks a miserable failure. Blight, 6 lemonade shandies and a cream de menthe. Heavy drink, Philip?
No, I don't drink them. I just collect them.
Well, don't get no ideas about collecting my rainy as well. One wrong move and I'll pour them shandies in your pockets and you can take them out and drink them elsewhere. Got it?
Yes, thanks. Can I bring my pockets back and get threepence on the empties?
Watch it, Mr. Philip. He might stamp you non-returnable. You don't want to be barred.
Come on, this
captain's
service here.
I'll
keep it a
lick
of a
turf
waiting,
you know. Excuse me, gents. Sounds as if I've got a bit of right trouble in the public. Rainey, you stay in here. Don't reach up for nothing while I'm gone.
Spoil, spoil.
Boy, come on, what's happening? Everyone go to the moon. Service! Come on forward, please. 3 cash customers waiting.
All right. Thump that glass in the bar once more and I'll thump you, sailor.
Well, never. No, that's after the way. It's half off a lucrative association with your clients, is it?
Now, what do you want to drink?
Very generous of you, Henshaw. But then not. That's the custom, of course, isn't it, Jim? 3 drinks, first came round. Yes, I'll have a large scotch.
Oh, no, you won't. You 3 have already had your first 3 drinks all round. 1 in the saloon bar, 1 in the lounge, 1 in the private bar. I'm one at the act for waiter service only.
This time you can pay for your own.
Very well, he will. Possibly.
Oh, that won't do you no good. There's no room on it. It's already filled up by some twisting horror of a CEO called Pertwee.
Never heard of him. No. Must have left the service years ago.
Well, he comes from some ship called Pertwee.
Johnson Dodge thinks it in your axe.
You want to sit in my axe? My new one, it'll flatten it out.
Put sunset in your act or I'll flatten you out.
You'll have a job. No, not sitting on mine either. A couple of right idiots we're going to look. Walking through the streets wearing little navy blue pancakes on our heads.
Here's the body only nation, that's what it is. Now you wait, I'll get you back to the ship. I'll have you scrubbing down the deck with a toothbrush as sure as my name's Pertwee. Which it is.
Why don't you give up, Chief Petty Officer Pertwee? I'm an ex-Navy man myself.
Whoops, Clang. I mean, what a delightful coincidence. Best we served together a fellow net loose in the past.
By the look of you, I doubt it. I was a physical training instructor.
Ah, well, that settles it then. The chief never had any trouble with none of them. He reckons what they do hurts.
Ah, that's it. Then what I'm going to do to him won't come as a surprise, will it? I'm going to hurt him in his pocket. The only way you're ever going to dig yourself out is to hand over the £12 diamond fortune you owe. Or, let's just call it around £12 10.
Tell me, where did that other eightpence come from?
Expenses, the cost of all the chalk you used up on the slate.
Well, it's a bit of a misfortune, but just for once, I don't happen to have that amount on me. However, my two friends here...
Skin, broke.
Well, obviously going to be no flaming use to me at all. We shall therefore have to come to some other arrangement over this piffling debt.
Yes, you arrange to pay it, and I'll arrange to wipe your slate clean. Then I'll break it.
Oh, me sideways, you then I'll drive an hard bargain, don't you? Still, I won't be beat. I'll make you one last offer. In the absence of cash, how about taking it in cane?
What kind of cane?
Well, don't rush me. I've only just thought of it. Yeah, I know. Redecorating. Now, that's something you definitely require urgent. New landlord, new decor.
Now, just so happens, I've got for you a snippet. I have to hang 10 gallons of brand new paint that's never been used.
And as your bulk buy, I'm not to let you have it at 26 bob a gallon. Now, 10 gallons comes to 13 quid. To give us 5 bob change, we'll call it square. Done. Thanks very much. Good evening, landlord. Lovely place you've got there. Of course, I'm an old and valued customer, you know.
Good morning, Mr. Phillips.
Red hot needles.
Oh. Good heavens, what's the matter with you? Why are you wearing dark glasses? Why have you got a wet towel wrapped round your head? You must have had an incredibly liquid shampoo.
I've got a headache. The wet part is to cool my head down. The wrap part is to hold it together. And the dark glasses is to stop me seeing the horrible way I look when I take them off.
I take it you've...
Sorry. I take it you've got a hangover.
Yes.
Well, I'm not surprised you did ask for it. After you drank the fourth creme de menthe, you turned the same delicate shade of green.
Please, don't remind me.
Funny, you're turning the same colour again now.
Oh, shut up, sir. Please, if you really want to help me, go and inform my next of kin.
Nonsense. What you need is some food inside you. How about a nice greasy rasher of bacon? A runny fried egg.
You know what you are. You're warped. Horribly, horribly warped.
Well, was it worth it? Did you finally make a date with the landlord's daughter?
I can't remember and I don't care.
My goodness, you are ill, aren't you? I've never known you go off your snog before.
I doubt if I'll ever snog again. By the time I got over this lot, I shall have forgotten how.
Well, you're not duty officer and there's nothing special on today, so...
Hello, you chap. Good morning, Lieutenant Murray. Good morning, madam.
It's me, actually. Flag Lieutenant.
Oh, gracious. Gracious me, so it is. It was the turban of the dark glasses that fooled me. Got a hangover, eh? My word, I wouldn't be in your shoes if you're feeling like that. Not with what you've got to go through today. What a busy, busy boy you're going to be.
I resign my commission.
Don't tell that. What you want is some food inside you. How about a nice, greasy rasher of bacon and a runny fried egg?
Shoot him, somebody. Or better still, shoot me.
Hey, what's all this about, Flags?
Oh, haven't you heard, old man? The buzz was going around the dockyard all yesterday evening.
I was out with him.
Oh, were you? Well, can't be much further out than that, can you? It's this NATO exercise thing.
Oh, we're not going to see. Please say we're not going to see.
Not today, old man. Tomorrow.
Thank heavens for that. The first wave we met, I'd have abandoned ship.
What's going to be so busy about today?
Painting and polishing, old man. Admiral's idea. As this is a NATO exercise, there'll be lots of ships from foreign countries taking part. So the Admiral wants ours to be the smartest of the lot. Shiny bright, positively gleaming. Not a spot of rust to be seen anywhere. All uniforms to be pressed, buttons glittering, shoes glittering, cap peak flashing.
Oh, stop him, somebody. Even with dark glasses on, I can't stand the glow.
Admiral's orders, old man. Flags, he said, because he does speak to me occasionally, you know. Flags, he said, go chivvy them all up. So I'm chivvying you.
Well, we'll need some extra paint and polish.
Well, you had them, old man. Bags of polish and 10 gallons of paint were delivered yesterday.
10 gallons? What do we want all that for?
Well, you've got more dents to cover up than anyone else, old man.
Ill as I am, I resent that.
Resent them as much as you like, Phillips, old man. They've still got to be covered up. Coming, Admiral!
I didn't hear the Admiral calling.
And neither did I, actually. But I left him 5 minutes ago, so there must have been a... Where's that blasted idiot of a flag lieutenant gone by now? Cherry bye.
Ah, if just one more person slams that door like that, it'll fall off.
What, the door?
No, Leslie's head.
Oh, stop being such a baby. Snap out of it. We've got a lot to do. I'll make a start by phoning through to the chief. Provided you can stand the ting when I pick up the phone, of course.
Stores here, we're closed. We're the pair you got. Good morning.
Just stand fast, chief, because you're just going to open up again.
Oh, am I? Sorry, Mr. Murray, sir. I didn't recognize your voice.
I don't see how you could have done. I never got a chance to speak. Now, what I want you to do is to break out the 10 gallons of paint you had delivered yesterday and get working parties busy on painting ship.
Mum?
Oh, surely you don't want me to repeat all that.
Well, not if it's going to cut out the way you said it the first time, but no.
Then stop arguing and get on with it. I want every blemish on this ship repainted by the time we sail tomorrow. Understood?
Yes, sir. Horribly.
Steady at that, Chief. And keep station on the aircraft carrier.
Steady at that and keep in station, sir.
Jolly exciting, isn't it? I mean, letting us put to sea with all these other ships. Makes a chap feel he's part of it all.
Not quite. And we know which part, don't we? They put us right at the back.
Yes, I wonder why.
The Admiral did explain, sir. He reckoned it was an elementary safety precaution.
Gosh, you mean all those ships are sailing in front just to protect us?
No, not quite, sir. I'd say it was more of a Vicky Birkin.
Oh, how unkind.
I imagine they'll steam even further in front when we start firing.
I see, sir. We're going to bang off a few with our guns.
We are. We shall be firing a number of rounds at the target ship.
Oh, good. Bags, I have first go. Which one shall I aim at?
Get not one of those.
You see, Mr. Phillips, sir, they're all on our side, sir.
Up to now.
Now, for your information, Mr. Phillips, as you obviously weren't listening to a word when the Admiral briefed us, we shall be firing at a target ship which will be clearly marked, easily distinguishable, and definitely identifiable.
You mean you don't think even I could make a mistake?
Mr. Phillips, I'd never stick my neck out that far.
Aircraft carrier making a signal, sir. They're making change station to port quarter.
Right. In that case, we better... Perhaps we better, obviously, what we should, what are they talking about?
It means shove our ship over a bit and go to the left-hand side of their blunt end.
Why couldn't they say so? Left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a bit, it is, sir.
Lovely. Coming round now.
Mr. Phillips, sir, we're going too close to their stern, sir.
Nonsense. There's heaps of room. At least I thought there was.
Never mind, sir. It was your first of the day.
Exactly. In any case, we only grazed it.
Grazed it? You put a 6-foot dent in their stern.
Aircraft carrier making another signal, sir. They're making... If you touch me there again, I'll scream.
Oh,
Well, if they're going to be like that about it, we'll sail behind someone else. Left hand out of it.
No, Mr. Phillips. No, sir, you can't.
Left
sir.
Hand out of it, Chief.
Left hand out of it, Chief, sir. And if you'll take my advice, everybody down!
Lummy. Who put that one there?
Phillips, destroy a makepiece on our other side.
Well, he might have hooted or something. I mean, they ought to know I'm not used to driving in traffic.
A little more clouds like those, Mr. Phillips, and the repainting the chief did yesterday would have been a complete waste of time.
Well, let's not talk about painting now, sir.
Why not? You haven't been up to it.
Flagship's making a signal, sir. I'm happy to say.
They're making Admiral to Troutbridge. Retired to position 5 miles astern of our fleet. Whilst I've still got some blasted ships blasted well left.
Do you think we've upset him?
A correction to previous signal from flagship, sir. They're making Admiral to Troutbridge. Make that 20 miles in any direction. Just so long as I can't blasted well see you.
Yes, Mr. Phillips, I do think we've upset him.
Carry on. Aye, aye, sir. Full of starboard, Chief.
Full of starboard, but you, sir.
Now, I'm not going to sail all the way backwards, are you?
Oh, no, sir, just getting clear, and then I thought we'd go that way. The sea looks bluer over there.
Hello, Chief. What are you doing in the gun shelter? I thought you was allergic to bangs.
There aren't going to be any bangs, my son. We're out of the exercise. Oh, the Admiral told us to float off out of it. Now, come on, move your great hulking self. I want to get to the ammunition locker.
Why, are you going to shoot yourself with a 4-inch gun?
I feel like it, but no. No, I keep a bottle of brown ale in there for emergencies. And this is one. So, me, what a 48 hours I've had.
Now, you're not exactly a perky perky, are you?
What do you expect? How would you like to be in a boat bashing session on a bridge with Mr. Phillips? On top of 24 hours of repainting the ship with paint we hadn't got because I'd already flogged it.
Yeah, I'd be mean to ask you about that. What did you do? Go and nick it back off the new landlord at the Popple's Head.
What? An him and unarmed combat expert, not flaming lightly. No, I bought a job lot of out-of-date factory reject one-coat jelly paint from Nunky.
What, 10 gallons of it? How much did you have to pay for all that?
$5.
At 6 pence a gallon, it must have been lovely quality.
Yeah, well, it was a bit thin, I'll admit, but it covered up everything all right. At any rate, nobody's noticed yet. Blimey, who threw that? Out the road! I'm going up to the bridge to see what's happening. What is it, sir? Who declared war on who and I want to be neutral? Ever so.
We can't understand it. They're coming from the rest of the fleet. They're all banging off at us.
Honestly, it's a bit much. I mean, I know I upset the Admiral, but he didn't have to lose his temper completely. Lovely, they're getting closer. Oh, well, if he wants to stand up fight, that's it. I'll soon settle him. Fire!
Fire! No, Mr. Phillips, don't!
Too late, sir.
Stop! Stop! Stop!
Signal from the flagship, sir, from the Admiral personally. It reads, Oi, turn it up. What steaming idiot gave the target ship permission to fire back at the fleet?
Target ship? What are you talking about? Yeoman, send the flagship. We are not target ship. We are Troutbridge.
Jolly careless, the Admiral, you know. I mean, the target ship is supposed to be clearly marked and easily distinguishable.
Flagship answering, sir. Direct chat from the Admiral again. Signal reads. If you're Troutbridge, wish you were the target ship. As you're not, why is your blasted ship blasted well covered with blasted great pink spots?
thinks.
I say, sir, so we are, sir. Look over the side, sir. We look as if we've got enormous measles.
Yes, well, if you won't be needing me anymore, sir, I think I'll...
There are big pink splodges on all the places that we had repainted yesterday.
Oh, so they are, yes. Yes, well, now that we've solved that, you won't be needing me, sir.
Then I'll stand fast, Bertie. You were in charge of the repainting. I want an explanation for these ridiculous dots of pink all over the ship.
Yes, well, I had a feeling that you might, sir.
Well, I'm waiting for an answer.
So am I, sir, but nothing's happening. However, if I was to make a guess, sir, I'd say the action of the salt sea spray, sir, is causing a chemical reactive vitrification on the slightly inferior paint I was forced to use up into the short notice, sir. And I'll belt the living daylights out of that twisting old goat monkey when we get back, sir.
Bridge, number one here.
W.T. Romeo, sir. Admiral is on the radio telephone, sir.
Oh, dear, I thought he would be.
Connecting him up to the bridge now, sir.
Hello, sir. Lieutenant Murray here. Sorry about this, sir.
Well, blasted well going to be as well. What's the idea of charging about the blasted ocean looking like a blasted elephant wearing a pink spotted sunsuit?
Well, it was a slight accident, sir.
It was nearly a thumping big one. Half the fleet thought your pink spots were the markings on the blasted target ship. You could have been blown out of the water.
We very nearly were, sir.
Yeah, so was I. Your return shot blew the blasted awning off me quarterdeck and collapsed me deck chair.
Oh, sorry, pardon, sir.
Well, you know what you can do now, don't you? Take your blasted frigate as far out to sea as you can go, and don't poke your bows into any Royal Naval establishment until you're repainted and look like a proper ship again. Understood?
Aye, aye, sir.
Then blasted well get on with it and get out of it. You're a blasted eyesore.
Well, Chief, you heard him. Start painting.
Hey, yes. Well, that may be a touch difficult, you see. There's no paint.
What? Where's the 10 gallons we were issued with?
It went off.
Yes, now you come to mention it, I saw it go. Johnson was carrying it out of the main gate, whilst Goldstein kept the copper talking.
It's just a service I was trying to do all the lads. I thought I'd brighten up their recreation rooms with a fresh coat of paint.
Recreation room? What recreation room?
Well, if you must know, sir, all the bars in the Popple's Head.
See.
Well, it's going to be a long time before any of our crew gets the benefit of your generous gesture. You heard what the Admiral said. We're to stay at sea until we get rid of our pink spots. With no paint to cover them up, we should just have to keep cruising until they wear off, won't we?
Lummy, that's like putting ourselves in quarantine. It could take months and months.
Tell me, and I've just drunk the last of my reserve brown ale.
Good. Should have developed quite a thirst by the time you get back. Carry on, Mr. Phillips.
Aye, aye, sir. A full ahead boat, Chief.
No, Mr. Phillips. Make that slow ahead boat. We're not going anywhere special. There's absolutely no hurry.
Oh, well, slow ahead boat, Chief.
Slow ahead boat. For months and months, Chief.
Oh, and if you feel like it, left hand down a bit.
John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray have been painting pink spots on the Navy Lark written by Laurie White. For the last time in the current series, John Pertwee was the Chief Petty Officer, Leslie Phillips, the Sub-Lieutenant, Stephen Murray, the number one. The landlord of the Popple's Head was played by Mr. Caldicott. His daughter, Renee, was Heather Chason. Able Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker. The Admiral, Daniel Evans. And his flag lieutenant was played by Michael Bates. Incidental music for the series was by Tommy Riley and James Moody. The announcer was Ronald Fletcher. The show was produced by Alistair Scott Johnson.